These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome to yet another guided meditation for transcendence. My name is Raphael. I will be your guide for today's meditation. Thank you so much for joining me. I am so glad that you have joined us today for the meditation and every day as we meditate together here every single day. So if you're new here, warm welcome. You might want to subscribe to the channel to try out some of our meditations. As I said, we meditate each day, every single day together. And on the 1st of August, we're actually starting a 100 days meditation challenge right here on YouTube. So it's free. You don't have to sign up or anything. You might want to push notification bell so that you're alerted when we start posting our videos, our new meditations. But that is all. Let's begin today's meditation. Make sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation. What we do each day, if you've been listening to those meditations until the end, you know that we finish with a thought, an emotion, a quote, something to ponder on, something to reflect, something to meditate on. And I know that you guys have really enjoyed them, so we're going to continue doing this after the meditation, once we've made this space, once we've created this safe, creative energy, so that we can reflect on life's important questions. And so 20, 25 minutes for the meditation, and then say 4 or 5 minutes at the end for a small reflection, and to sit after the meditation in calm, in stillness, and serenity. Make sure that you're sitting nice and straight. It doesn't matter if you're on the floor, on a yoga block, on the edge of your bed, on the chair. As long as you're able to meditate with a good posture, remember that physiology precedes psychology. Take as much space as you need vertically to sit nice and straight with pride, with dignity, imagining a string pulling you up from the top of your head, chin in, chest out, shoulders down. Let's begin by dedicating this session to someone. It can be anybody. You can also write in the comments below who you dedicate this session to. I'll read it, I'll reply it. Close your eyes. Put your hands to your heart, either palms to the chest or in the praying position, whatever makes you feel more comfortable. Nice deep inhale in through the nose. And we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. We visualize them receiving our energy, our love. You may do this 2 or 3 times. Noticing as well that each exhalation is an opportunity to relax more, to release tensions in your body, in your neck, in your shoulders, in your muscles, but also in your mind, in your heart, your soul. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. Let it go, let it float away, let it fly away. Stay there and start to get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. You can either do a little body scan now or start moving, starting with your extremities, your fingers and your toes. Whatever feels right for you. Take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Stay there, stay sitting, nice and still, nice and calm, in stillness, in serenity and peace. Start to get reacquainted with the environment around you, with the space that you're in, noticing what's familiar, what's new, noticing objects, colors, lights, shadows. Really take your time, don't go straight to your to-do list. And as always, I would like to leave you with a little thought. Today will be a quote, and we can reflect on this. And if you would like, you can tell me in the comments below how this quote resonates on you, how you interpret it. The quote is by Marcus Aurelius, one of my favorite philosophers, Stoic philosopher. He was the emperor of Rome, the most powerful man in the world. Here's the quote. He says, "The tranquility that comes when you stop caring what they say or think or do, only what you do." Let me know how this resonates for you. It's a very important quote. We've talked about this concept many times before. Remember, there was one meditation when we said that to compare leads to despair. It is important that you gain your self-love, your self-confidence from your actions, from the way you think of life, from the way you apply your virtues and values, from the way you respond to events, from the way you interpret stimuli, external and internal, not from what others think, not from others' truths, not from others' realities. And if you want to be tranquil, if you want to be in peace, then what is important, what is really important, is what you do. You are what you consistently do. So reflect on this maybe today or later if you want to journal about it, if you want to write about it in the comment section. I'll be reading it and responding. Thank you so much for meditating with me today. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. I really do. And if you would like to subscribe to the channel, press the notification bell so that you're alerted when we post new content. We post meditations every day, sometimes more than once a day, sometimes more than twice a day. Check out the links in the description for the podcast, the blog, the newsletter, ways to support the channel if you enjoy it, ways to get in contact with me, and more. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you. I'll see you tomorrow for a new meditation. Take care. Bye-bye.